Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko wo hail ka ye ne jone ko hail ka ye ne yo hotes yel has ago hail ka ye hoti yel has ago hail ka ye Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo na hasta be khaje hail ka ie Yode askas ebel hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Da tsikre go hail ka ie Tsistanenel go hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Sote sendo sembel hail ka ie Ayas dok lesh hat khas ko hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Sitz is gar hanal ye go hail ka ie Sitz is bitz ka ho jo go hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Kon sa ha kes bel hail ka ie Nahat a astopel hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Nas ina yel yel bel hail ka ie Koto si hasem bel hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo Sa na re holo ko hail ka ie Bik e ho jon holo ko hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko o hail ka ie Nezone ko hail ka ie Neo
One 100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all except to many African Americans is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnoldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Carrie Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Greetings, this is El Rossman Bay. You are tuned in live to another episode, to another show on our Talk Times of America Network. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Okay, tonight is going to be specifically by Siri, okay, and we will discuss, this is a two-part series where we discuss agriculture as promised from last night's show, which was Indigenous Agriculture Part 3, okay. Tonight will be Indigenous Agriculture, also a tribute to Chuck Berry, okay? So that's a special treat, you know. That is going to happen tonight. So just bear with me as I pull up some information. All right, before I begin the show, as always, I'd like to thank the Aunt Esther's, you know, which is referred to as the Day of the Ancestors, okay, for allowing me to be on this show, you know what I'm saying, and use this platform and give out the information in the way that I do, okay. I say, born on October 18th, 1926, in St. Louis, Missouri. That is where Chuck Berry's journey began. Okay. As a teen, he was sent to prison for 3 years for armed robbery. Okay. And he had his first number one hit in 1972 with My Ding-a-Ling, all right? Now y'all need to go check that song out. Okay. Nice, great, little groovy beat. And for those of you who are not aware of who Chuck Berry is, you need to go look Chuck Berry up, all right? Because he is the god of rock and roll before Elvis Presley, right? Chuck Berry was rocking the crowds, okay? Chuck Berry was putting the soul. Because as always, everything came from us, all right? Originated from us, including rock and roll. And Chuck Berry was and is the god of rock and roll, okay? He passed away. He ascended today on March 18th, 2017. He was 90 years old. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot of earth years behind him. Right? He had a lot of knowledge. He had a lot of experiences in his life during his lifetime. Okay. You know, a lot of the greats, you know what I'm saying, the greats, the so-called stars, you know, everyone is a star, right? We are all stars. Not downplay ourselves, but, you know, a lot of these of us that I made famous put on this platform, they're passing away. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, right? He was this super dude, Prince. Everyone is just fading away that they show you. We all have the skill and the talent, right? It's undeniable because we all are dancing, singing people. Yes. Great Chuck Berry, you know, he was inducted into the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Right. And I'm going to give you, before I move on to this agriculture, just three simple things you may not have known about Chuck Berry. Right? Chuck Berry once opened a restaurant called the Southern Air in Missouri. Okay. Number two, the melody of the Beach Boys classic Surfing USA is almost identical to the melody of Chuck's 1958 classic Sweet Little 16. All right. Number three, food lover Chuck Berry loves to eat the following: beef, seafood, peaches, home fries, candy yams, chili, grape soda, orange juice, Snicker bars, and Dutch apple pie, according to his website. Number four, starting young, Chuck Berry sang in his St. Louis Baptist tour at age six. His first notable performance was on his school's musical stage singing Confessional Blues, accompanied by his friend on guitar. Number five, nine, Berry invited a 14-year-old Apache waitress, Janice, to work as a hat check girl at his nightclub. Number six, between 1948 and 1955, Berry worked as a janitor at the Fisher Body Auto Assembly plant to be a hairdresser. Freelance as a photographer and assisted his father as a carpenter, all while beginning his career as a musician. Number seven, took the moniker Johnny from Johnny Johnson, a pianist who collaborated with Berry on many songs, including Maybelline and Roll Over Beethoven. Those are pretty great songs. Y'all need to check that out. Great piece of work. Number eight, originated in 1956, when Berry attempted to hide wrinkles in his rayon suit by shaking them out with his now signature dance body movement, okay? Number nine, due to being burned early on in his career and occasionally run-ins with the IRS, Chuck always gets paid in cash. Whenever he performs at live, Berry picks a venue near an Indian restaurant. Pretty interesting. Those are just quick 10 facts you may not have known about Chuck Berry. All right. That's the godfather of rock and roll. Okay. Yes, indeed. That was Chuck Berry, Maybelline. Go check that out. So, a lot of the new school may not, most likely, have never heard of Chuck Berry. Okay? And his name should be pretty well known. All right, so that was pretty cool. Now this is part four. This is agriculture. You know, we just gonna deal with, like, last night. I just went through, you know, the science and the biology, and also, you know, a couple tips just dropping with dealing with the indigenous from an indigenous viewpoint and how to implement, you know, what we did back then with as far as agriculture and gardening, you know what I'm saying, and working the land, cultivation. Okay. One of the first tips I gave last night, every household should have a compost pile where all those are the vegetable waste, you know what I'm saying, peelings, leaves, grass clippings, right? All those things should be gone. And then, you know, can be mixed all together. And they have to be formulated in a certain ratio because it's just simply mimicking what would happen in nature, but you're on a controlled scale. That's what composting is, the decomposition of organic matter on a controlled scale to producing soil. Because that's what soil is. And before you begin gardening or any type of planting, you must first, foremost, start with the soil. That's how it is. Underground, in order to produce overground, you know, the foliage and the fruit. Okay, it's all because the underground and the roots are, you know, they're already established. They're getting the nutrients and everything they need. Okay. Now, tonight, what I want to speak about is not only does every household need a compost pile and what, how that impact and that footprint that can be removed by simply composting your own, because it's essentially just acting as, you're acting as, since we're just consuming so much, so you're acting almost like a producer, beginning to produce things, okay, you're cutting out that cycle of consumption. Now, not only, like I said, do we need a compost pile in every household, every family, right, you will also need a, you know, this might be surprising to some people, so this may be a new idea or it may be an old idea, you know, that's always been practiced. Some old folks, they always do things for a certain reason, okay, because it's within their tradition, but it's not just passed down simply, you know, because everyone's doing it, but it's passed down for a reason, you know, cellular memory, okay, and this thing, you know, this practice on y'all that every household should do and have is what is known as they should have a well, okay? They should have a water source, right? That's the second main thing every household should have. They should have a water source or a well. You know, I know that may seem kind of strange and foreign. You should have your own fresh water source. It can be, it can even be like a fresh spring, but I know we're not going to find that anywhere in the city, okay? But most of you that live there, you know, you have to go to like an urban area, okay? But every household should have a well, a water source. That's essential. That's human rights. So you shouldn't even be paying for water, okay? Everything is already paid for, maybe not for a right. You know what I'm saying? Food, shelter. Those are the two main things that should not have to be put. A price should be put on those. So it's invaluable. But anyways, you know, I like to stray away from things. And as far as how to get a well placed into your area, you know, a lot of people may live in apartments or complexes or, you know, townhomes and such, for that it's basically impossible, almost virtually impossible to have a well or a fresh water source, you know, looking at the city and the location you're in, because there could be other nearby water sources available to you, fresh water sources and wells. Okay. Because whether you know it or not, the water that flows through the pipes that get to your sink, you know what I'm saying? Pipes underground are ancient, like 80 years ancient. Okay. You know, they can put all kind of chemicals, as much chemicals as they want, to try to purify and to cleanse and to filter the water. But, you know, it's no good at all. All the heavy metals that are contained within these pipes for years that have built up are free to form and to go all into your water system and into your cup. So what you're drinking is a cup full of chemicals. Sorry. But now they even try to do stronger chemicals to try to separate or try to block all of that from coming to you. So it's very essential that we deal with this kind of thing. You know, we have about 5 minutes left. And as always, I'm unsure where the time went. So if you have any questions or comments or anything, you know, the Chuck Berry Tribute, Agriculture Period, you know, dealing with that, feel free to call in and make a question or comment. You know, the lines are open. Oh, excuse me. I see out. Sorry. You know what? That's unbelievable. I can't believe I had it on mute the whole time. That is unbelievable. So, yeah, you know, I was speaking for about 15 minutes. Totally unaware that I was on mute. I have about 60 seconds left. So, you know, if anyone wants to call in, you know what I'm saying? If you call in, you can roll with me and I'll speak past my 30-minute mark. You got 40 seconds to call in before the show ends. And then it will continue on for 15 more minutes. And then it will automatically shut off. You know, 15 minutes past 30-minute mark. You'll only be able to hear if you call in. So call in now. And got 10 seconds left to call in.